You are about to hear the Travel World radio show. Travel World is a one-hour travel magazine. We send satellite automation tones for your convenience. And now, a few words about our show timing. The show itself begins at 5 minutes past the hour. This break is for local news, weather, and sports as provided by you, our affiliate radio stations. The show is broken up into four parts. There are three commercial breaks between these parts. Each break is 4 minutes long, and they air at 15 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and 45 minutes past the hour. The show ends at 59 minutes and 30 seconds past the hour. The last 30 seconds are for local station identification. Travel World is produced in Montreal. If you wish to run Travel World on your station, please contact Willem Backus at 514-861-3488. That's 514-861-3488. Travel World is licensed on a bartered basis, provided that the show is aired intact and that the first 2 minutes of each break are aired as is, without change. You may replace the second 2 minutes of each break with your own local ads. We do require that you inform us that you did run the show and when. We accept standard syndication affidavits. You may rebroadcast the show as many times as you wish, and you may distribute it freely, provided that it is aired intact. You may not cut out segments of the show without our prior written permission. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information.
Take your dream trip.
Come along with us as we travel the world.
Across America via satellite.
Your listeners will love the Travel World Radio Show. It's a one-hour travel talk show.
This is Willem Backus.
Stephen Pickford.
Bob Giacini.
Scott Fontaine.
Ella Sobel.
David Eady.
Travel World is informative.
Oh, yeah.
This is for the people who want to have the times of their lives.
Ahukilau, she explained, was a traditional Hawaiian way of putting food on the table and making sure that everyone had enough to eat.
This is the old path of the West River Railroad.
Fine food service, comfortable seats with adjustable headrests, the individual entertainment systems. They also have a camera where you can get a bird's eye view of the plane taking off and landing.
Our transport around the city centre is wonderful. We have the Metrolink, we have a free bus service, but most importantly is the fact that the city is really, really compact.
Many of Wailea's beachfront hotels offer great freebies to their guests, too.
It's a high-speed quad share lift.
It's great. I love listening to you guys talk about this because it brings up so many great ideas, both sure. Memories and things that everybody would like to do in the future. Grab a plane out of here and go see something different.
This is the western region of Montana.
This is the Glacier National Park region.
Two stingrays hovered over our heads for several minutes.
11 countries in 33 days.
Cool remotes.
Live from Auberge de la Falaise, up in the beautiful Lanaudière region of Quebec. Town of Jamaica, Vermont. We said we wanted to go to Jamaica. They sent us to Vermont.
Caesar's Pocono Palace Resort, Pocono Mountains of Northeast Pennsylvania, or
Northeast Kingdom, and I'm here at the Inn on the Common with one of our longtime friends of the show, Jim Lamberti.
Having a great time sitting here at the Ocean Place Resort.
We're in Essex Junction, Vermont, at the Champlain Valley Fair.
For the Great Eagle Hotel in Kowloon.
Inn at Essex, in Essex Junction, Vermont. Penny House Inn on Cape Cod in Easton, Mass.
Lake George, New York, at Fort Wayne Resort.
Carefree Resort and Villas in beautiful Carefree, Arizona.
Legendary Mr. Steer Steerburger Restaurant, downtown Montreal.
The Biloxi Tricentennial.
York Region, just north of Toronto.
Good morning, Willem.
Great guest.
Mike Maxfield is the museum manager of the Manchester United Football Club Museum Hall of Fame at the Old Trafford Stadium, a must-see for any visitor to Manchester.
Lauren Demaray joining us online.
Hi, this is Gerald Trombley, Mayor of Montreal.
Francine Barlatti from Super Clubs and Denny Cordero of Air Canada Vacation.
Hi, this is Hudson Foga.
We have the Minister of Tourism, Culture and
Recreation.
The Honorable Paul Shelley, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
And best of all, it's fun.
I ended up in a nude volleyball game.
You guys are insane.
This is where you want to go for a steak.
Can you believe these guys?
I just wanted to know if it was the largest and finest cut.
So you have to be careful when you're jumping around with nothing on.
So join us, won't you, every Saturday on Star Guide 3.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite. Yeah, baby.
Welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. We are here in the beautiful Hilton Waikoloa Village in Hawaii, one of our dream trips. I'm Willem Backus, and I'm here on location with Nikki Hunter. Nikki, welcome to the show.
Hey, welcome. Thank you for having me here. This is fantastic and gorgeous in Hawaii.
We have so many great guests here. We also, Linda Jehanovich is online with us, who has done a great deal of work coordinating with all the wonderful people here in the Big Island of Hawaii. Linda, welcome to the show. So this is one of the beautiful things we like about coming out to this part of the world. Of course, I go anywhere where there's no snow and ice. You know, being originally from Canada, one of the coldest possible places. Yeah, yeah, they can't make me go home in no way, shape, or form. But of course, it's not just we cold Canadians who like to come to gorgeous places like this. Nikki, you also have your own special reasons for coming to Hawaii.
I do. This is truly a paradise, and I've never seen it. This is my first trip here, so I have been de-virginized. And I, you know what? It's true when people told me that once you come onto the islands, you never want to leave.
No.
In fact, a lot of people end up staying or backpacking even just to be here in this beautiful place. And so I'm starting to feel that.
Yeah.
I'll be like, on that last day on Sunday, I might be missing. I don't know if you'll find me.
Well, I don't know if you've heard me. I've been trying to get everybody to offer me, I don't know, something under their porch. I'll sleep there. I don't mind.
This is truly a magical place. And with so many wonderful things to do, people have been completely friendly and welcoming as we went around. And, you know, one of the other things in a theme that we're going to be touching on further into the show is all the other small businesses and the suppliers here, of course.
Mm-hmm.
For many, many years myself, I've been a great fan and proponent of small businesses. And it's so wonderful, especially in this day and age, seeing people make ventures work. And especially when it's in the hospitality business and,
you
know, people making it work for guests and for all kinds of funds and tourists, and also because they love it. I mean, I know myself. I used to watch this old TV show where this guy just hung it up and went to Hawaii to open up a surf shop, and I'm thinking, yeah, that's got to be me.
Yeah. It's
now
definitely.
There's an idea.
It's definitely tempting.
Yeah. I do love how all the businesses are supporting the local growers and everything, too, all the restaurants, and everything is local. So the community is basically just building itself back. You
mm-hmm.
know? I like that.
Yeah.
It seems to be a huge advertisement, especially when dealing with the beef and when dealing with the specific produce as it's locally grown. And so you'll see that's on the menus, it's on the signs.
Yeah.
And there's a sense of community and a sense of home
exactly.
that when you do that, it's like, wow, okay, not only are we involved in this family, but you're also partaking of it. And you're like, you feel like you're literally imbibing everything that is Hawaii just by eating here.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it starts when you land at the Kona Kihole Airport. Well, exactly. Is it pronounced Kona Kihole?
Kihole.
Kihole. See? I must learn.
There you go. He's learning.
Good job.
That's him. He doesn't fit in. He doesn't belong here. We caught him hiding under somebody's porch.
Gosh, white man.
that's me. But it starts when you get there, and they have these trees that line the road leading up to the main highway. And I remember when I first came here in 1998, because we did our show in 1998 live also from, we stayed here at the Hilton Waikoloa Village, but then we also did our show, and it's online, from the Hilton Hawaiian Village in Waikiki Beach. But back in that time, they had all these beautiful, fragrant flowers out everywhere, and that's mm-hmm. the one thing I couldn't get over. I mean, we went to one of these luau's, and they put on this beautiful, fresh floral lei, and I just couldn't get over. Everything is just fresh here. And right here in the middle of the Hilton Waikoloa Village, It's uncanny. You go in the middle, and all you hear are these birds in the morning, and lots and lots of them chattering away. And it's possibly one of the most soothing sounds. Okay, it can grate if you let it, but it's Hawaii, man. This is a place where you enjoy nature, you enjoy things, and also you go to the other side of your room, and you're listening to the partial ocean view rooms there, and you just hear the sounds of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Nikki, of course, you're one of the people who enjoys doing a little bit of relaxing and meditation as well.
I need it.
And there was one particular time on Monday night, right?
Yeah.
Just before that,
Tell us about that little meditation experience that you had.
Well, we went out, and it was really, really incredible to sit at Buddha Point, which here at the Hilton is just an incredible place to visit. There's a very, very large statue of a Buddha, and it's sitting out on this knoll of grass that you just want to sit in the grass. I mean, there's benches that you can go and sit on as well, and if you're you just want to look at the ocean and stuff, and a bench is very good, but to actually feel the grass underneath you and to sit there, and nobody looks at you cross-eyed to do it either. You know, you can do whatever. If you want to sit on the rocks, everyone's like, okay, it's Hawaii, go right ahead. But that grass here is just so soft, and as we sat there and we were able to close our eyes, and you could just hear nature, just you could hear the splashes of the oceans and the waves hitting the shore. And just the way, it was almost like you could almost hear the sunset. Your eyes are closed as you're just meditating. And it's so peaceful. And I found it to be just an incredible, just a weight lifting. And you can just float right along with it. It was, I would encourage anybody to try that.
Well, further into the show, we're going to be talking a little bit more about that and the beautiful grounds here at the Hilton Waikoloa Village, because we have Leanne Pletcher with us from the hotel, who's going to help get into the property just a little bit more, because this is truly a magical destination, and the entire area with the shops and things. Mm-hmm. But that's one of the things. They have right at the edge, and it's not just at Buddha Point, but nearby, they've got these lounge chaises where you sit down, and you can close your eyes, and you just listen to the sounds of the ocean. You know, for me, I got to go to Radio Shack and buy one of these little
relaxation tapes.
Turn it on to some station that's not broadcasting anything. That's my version of the same thing. That's poor man's latte, poor man's ocean, but...
Yeah. We were out there this morning, and there was a full whale breach off of the shoreline. So as we're sitting there and I'm doing my meditation, all of a sudden you hear the like everybody who's up at the wee hours of the morning gasp, and the big old splash. And I look, and I just missed it. Because, I was doing my thing, but everyone goes, oh, my gosh, that whale was all the way out of the water. It completely breached, and it was just you can see that. Right here.
I wasn't supposed to miss something.
Well, you have
like
me give you a little sneak preview of our next guest, because clearly, in almost every trip that we do, there's some kind of a breakout event or something, activity that we do that just so completely overwhelms us with how much fun that we never expected. And just to give you a little bit of a hint, we were talking about little whale watches and whale pods.
Oh, yeah.
I saw a dolphin spin jump out of the water. And it was possibly one of the most spectacular things I have ever seen. And I could see, and you know the close connection that dolphins have with people. I'm for sure that this dolphin was just showing off for us. Says, hey, look, everybody.
But it was dancing on
his particularly funny about that journey. You know, we went down, and there's a migrating pod of dolphins, and I'm getting ahead of myself. But I couldn't help but thinking, because you hear the chattering in the videos that are actually on our site, twc.ca. And you hear them chattering, and then we get in the boat, we go further down, we catch the same ones again. And I could, you know, if I could speak dolphin, I could have sworn one of them said, hey, Murray, there's that one again. Are we going in circles? I told you you should have stopped and asked for directions. No, seriously, this is, it's that kind of thing that you can come out here to do. I mean, of course, Hawaii, palm trees, beautiful sunlight, and we actually lucked out this particular trip because 80 degrees every day right here.
Oh, sunshine.
And on the Big Island of Hawaii, what is really interesting, and we took a tour with Blue Hawaiian helicopters yesterday, which was absolutely fantastic. It's a must do. It really is that great. And the pilots are fantastic, and the thing about it is that we're going along, and the guy was telling us that on the Big Island of Hawaii, that there are, of the 13 possible climate zones possible on Earth, they have 11 of them here on the Big Island. Yeah. That, I found, were particularly fascinating. We're going to be talking to a little bit more about this following the break. We've got a commercial break coming up. Big Island of Hawaii, one of my favorite ever destinations. We're back in paradise. We do not want to go home.
Oh, no.
But I know we must.
No.
And it's a truly romantic and magical destination. And Linda, we're going to be talking a bit more about your experiences with Neptune Charlie following the break on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
At Porter, we're very status conscious. Conscious that you shouldn't need special airline status to be well taken care of. You're the star of the show. Luxurious departure lounges, then in-flight leather seats with lots of legroom, plus complimentary drinks and snacks make every passenger a VIP. Book at flyporter.com to enjoy a suitably elevated status, especially after takeoff. Porter, flying refined.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forest and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada. People moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
I know, it's okay. The boat's a little beat up, but we're okay, thanks to the Coast Guard.
I am the port in the storm.
The slick is contained.
Roger that.
I am the line in the sand.
I got you. Hang on. Okay, take us up.
I am the rescuer in the dark.
Here we go.
Looks like we've got about 80 kilos here, Captain.
That's 80 kilos off the streets.
I am the enforcer of the seas.
I'm in container 38. Everything is secure.
Good work, Garcia.
I'm the defender of the homeland.
In the United States Coast Guard, you are the first line of defense against threats to our American way of life. To become one of us, call toll-free 1-877-NOW-USCG or visit GoCoastGuard.com.
We are the shield of freedom. We are the United States Coast Guard.
The United States Coast Guard and Coast Guard Reserve, the shield of freedom.
Sponsored by the U.S. Coast Guard in cooperation with the Connecticut Broadcasters Association and this station.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise, and it builds confidence. And it sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great, and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite and via the internet and around the world. I went back is on location right here in the beautiful Hilton Waikolo Village with Nikki Hunter and Chanovich.
Hello.
So welcome to the show. And we have our special guest. I told you it was a special treat for everybody. And we have for you Neptune Charlie's Ocean Safaris. We found this particular activity right off of, well, there's a marina right off of near Kona, right near the airport. And you get to pronounce that because I've been corrected with my pronunciation of Hawaiian names. So,
I'll just slaughter it. So,
yeah, I know I'm no good at it. But NeptuneCharlies.com is the website. What they're going to do is they're going to take you out on their boat. We were lucky enough to ride on a boat called the Manta, and the staff. First of all, you can get on any boat. You know, you can say a boat's a boat. You know, rent a car. Red Corsica's a Red Corsica. Sure, you can say all these things. It's the people that make the difference. And if there's one thing I can tell you about Neptune Charlie's, this comes from the top. The people are first class, top notch.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. I was white knuckled terrified. And Linda will tell you, she saw me running out of the lagoon here at the Waikoloa Village, screaming like a little girl because a pufferfish was going, hello.
He did. He really did. He it was the funniest thing.
So here I was going to the open ocean to swim with live critters. Well, I own it. And
no safety nets there.
Yeah.
and the people were so nice on board.
Oh, you know, the crew was amazing.
Between Tanner and Quentin, the boat Tanner was being trained by Quentin, and we also had the we had Joy
and Alicia
who were there helping us out. And it's funny because I'm the kind of guy who's got the biggest hands and feet I've ever seen. And they said, "We got you covered." And I say, "No, come on." And sure enough, these big flippers came out, and I never thought that something would be bigger than my feet.
The first pair were actually too big for him.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, my father used to make all kinds of jokes about, you know, the Queen Mary and the Queen Elizabeth. Where do you park your shoes? But
his flippers I could have used as a kayak, seriously.
They got you covered.
They got you covered. You can be all shapes and sizes. Yeah. They got you covered. They got all the right safety gear, the safety equipment. They bring you up. They got sandwiches on board. They've got snacks. They got fresh water, which I needed. And it'll catch you off guard. If you've never swam in the salt water of the ocean, it'll catch your attention. It did for me. And the other thing, too, and a memorable moment comes to light when it comes to this thing about snorkeling. I'm thinking, okay, you're going in the ocean. You're going to see all these critters, maybe about 40, 50 feet of water. And you got this breathing tube, which is maybe a foot long. And I'm thinking, but what are you going to do with that? You know, a person once said to me, it's the tube you breathe out of, you know. You don't spare an expense on this thing. So I was really worried about, you know, getting water in there. But there's this. They explained that there's a special purge thing on this, so you're not really going to breathe in too much water, you know, unless you panic like I did. But still, it was not so bad. The people, I'm just underscoring how great the people were on this particular boat. So without further ado, we have special guests with us right here at the Hilton Waikoloa Village. We got Bryn and Danny. Bryn, welcome to the Travel World Radio Show.
Hello. Good morning.
Aloha.
You guys are the brains behind this, and I, even though you're two beautiful women that have this business sense, you are really the muscle behind everything that Neptune Charlie's Ocean Safaris really is. And I know that it was owned by somebody else way in the past who did not treat it the way that they should have. And you guys have made it something so amazing to go on. It's just like, I can't wait to have everyone read Linda's post that she did on the website and to be able to see the pictures. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, it was an experience.
It is. Sometimes I was listening to you just describing your experience, and it is like living in Nemo's world here.
Yeah.
It really is. You just become a part of it. It's just who you are.
You know, I'm not the world's greatest critter person. Linda is known far and wide in my circles as the critter queen. And we'd be riding a train, and she'll look out the window for a minute and tell you exactly not only how many critters there were, and she'll tell you their names and their families and their relatives.
Where they were educated.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, she's really, that's her thing. So, and I figured, you know what, I want to try this too, just get over one of my little fears. And thanks to the good folks over at Neptune Charlie's, Ocean Safaris, NeptuneCharlies.com, they were so great and welcoming. It was easy going. I got in the water, and I started looking around. But then I started seeing some spectacular sights because they know where all the paths are. And this is, you know, dolphins in the wild. This is the natural migratory patterns. And all the safety things, you don't touch the dolphins.
Yeah.
Just watch them. They're going to talk to each other. And even on some of the videos, it was just uncanny. You start hearing them chattering with each other. And you know, of course, they're probably saying them again. But, you know, they're going back. And then we went to the other pod. They're also spinner dolphins. And I don't really truly know what that is, but I can only imagine because this one dolphin just jumps straight out of the water and it's spinning. So maybe that's it. Or that's just me guessing and hoping it fits. But it was really, what an experience for me. And after a while, I mean, I took off the fins. I said, no, I'm just going to swim just to swim because I'm enjoying this whole experience. The fear was gone. The people at Neptune Charlie's made me feel so special and so welcome. And that is a tribute to you for having run such a great company because, you know, you can always tell when people are doing their jobs, when they love their jobs. And it's, you know, you can tell because there was also some great wildlife out there. There was a ray. What was it was Joy spotted. Was it a ray that she spotted?
A manta ray.
A manta, yeah.
The bottom.
She was so excited. I mean, here's a woman who's doing this every other day for a living, and she just gets out of the water, and she's giddy like a schoolgirl, just so
really
thrilled
cool.
that she saw this. It was really nice to see.
So what was the idea behind it when you guys really first started to sell, like, Neptune Charlie's and everything? It's like, Rick, I want to hear from your experiences of being the owners of this amazing company.
Well, we were looking for something in particular. It took us about a year and a half to find the company that we wanted because we had a particular mission statement. And the mission statement was all about people being able to do an activity where they were seen in their essence and that there would be a lot of joy and that it would be all about the joy. So that's, we continue to hold to our mission statement, which is a little more involved than that. But that was, when we found this company, we knew it was the right one.
You know, you say all about Joy, but I didn't think that she had such a swelled head. She was a wonderful person.
Well, she's going to like that. It's all about you, Joy.
But in an awful lot of ways, she, even the little bits of humor and whatnot, I mean, we had that also with Blue Hawaiian Helicopters. The pilot was just welcoming individual attention. It was the same thing with Joy and Alicia, who it was almost individual. It was like we'd been members of her family. And she, you know, even this few little jokes, she puts on this accent, that is the missing fibber.
Yeah.
And it just caught my funny bone.
They were very good at putting us at ease because I don't have problems with getting in the water and having all the critters out there, as he says, but I do have issues with being on a boat. I really, really don't like being on boats unless it's a cruise ship. But I had no problems at all being on the Manta. I was walking around everywhere. I was taking my pictures. I was having a great time. I got nice and sunburnt, and that was fun. But it was really a great experience.
It's also not one of these homogenized, pasteurized kinds of things either, where, you know, it's always the same tour here. We're going to go exactly 15 feet here, 15 feet there. Every word of their mouth is totally scripted. I mean, we've been to some shows where that's the case. 3, 2, 1, wah, wah, wah.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah. But in this case, it was, no, we're going to go, and there's whales out there. So they took the boat out there.
Yeah.
We got the boat. We're going to go see them. And we saw humpback whales this time. What a, okay, Linda, you got to tell that story.
I was so thrilled. That's something that I've always wanted to see. I have no problems with aquariums because, you know, they have to do their studies and they're trying to preserve these species. But there's no better way to see wildlife than in their own environment. And I've always wanted to see a whale out there, and I finally got my chance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for me to actually thank the whale as he finally goes back under the water,
the
I was
moment.
Just...
You see the tail going down.
Beautiful.
She's just, and
beautiful.
She caught it with her camera. Every little shot of that.
Yeah. Well, I missed the first one. It's like he knew that, she's getting the camera and I'm disappearing. But when I saw that one, I was just... I don't even know how to describe how it made me feel. It was just amazing. Really amazing.
What's the coolest sight you guys have seen as you go out?
Nah.
So many. Oh, my goodness. Underwater or above water?
Underwater.
Underwater? I mean, the mantas. I think the mantas are the most amazing. The manta rays. Manta ray adventure, they're right up close to your face. And then underwater... just to see a live octopus underwater and feel all its legs around you, gripping your arm.
Really?
I don't know. I think that's really
cool. That's
gonna
really
have to
cool.
Wrap up for this particular break. Nikki, you had a few things to add?
I just want to say that everyone who has a chance to go to Neptune Charlie's Ocean Safaris, to please do check it out, neptunecharlies.com, yes. And make sure you get that excursion under your belt when you come to the Big Island here at Hawaii. And if you want to see it in a little bit more detail and a vivid color, go check out the blogs that are on twc.ca, and we'll be right back with you because this is Travel World Radio.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show by satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
De Capua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let De Capua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography. Portfolios and portraits. People, places, or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at De Capua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DeCapua. That's DeCapua. Call Gary at De Capua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. De Capua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
You have a name, so the next time you call up one of those mega monster banks about a mortgage, ask them if they remember your name.
Give me a minute.
Or maybe ask them what options they have for someone who is self-employed, a commission salesperson, has a unique financial situation, or not so perfect credit.
There might be a special high-risk program. Just hang on.
Now, call Southern New England Mortgage Group in Plainville and try the same thing.
You know, Jim, I'm glad you called. I'm sure we can help you out.
With 33 years of professional experience, the loan originators at Southern New England Mortgage Group know how to get the job done. Call today, 1-888-835-2780, and get a personalized mortgage solution that meets your needs. Southern New England Mortgage Group can make your dreams a reality. Call 1-888-835-2780. You don't have to put up with the big bank runaround or be treated differently because you're self-employed or have not-so-perfect credit. Call the local guys. Southern New England Mortgage Group, 1-888-835-2780.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking. Because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite and around the world on the internet. We are live on location here at the Hilton Waikoloa Village in beautiful Hawaii. I'm Willem Backus here with Linda Chahanovich and Nikki Hunter. Nikki, welcome back to the show.
Hello, hello.
And Linda.
Hello.
There you go. Well, we've come to it. We've talked about it off and on. We've been talking about it all over our blog. especially the coolest water slide that I've been on right here at the Hilton Michael Village. We have special guests right here with us, and also nearby is our friends from Neptune Charlie's. We're just not going to let you guys go. We like it too much. Leanne Pletcher, Director of Marketing Communications here at the Hilton Waikoloa Village, has been very gracious helping us set up our show here, helping host us here at this wonderful tropical paradise. Leanne, welcome to Travel World.
Aloha.
Aloha.
All right, Leanne, you got to tell us, how does one get the coolest gig in the world working here at the Hilton Waikoloa Village?
You know,
I need to know.
I have to pinch myself every morning when I'm driving to work because I do live in Kona, so I get to see the whales, you know, breaching out of the water and the Mauna Kea and the mountains. And yes, I was very, very fortunate to be able to be working at Hilton Waikoloa Village. And long story short, my husband and I got married here 17 years ago.
Wow.
And we moved here from South Bend, Indiana about 10 years ago.
No kidding.
Yes, yes, indeed. And I was actually in healthcare on the mainland. And when I came here, I was through a series of friends and whatnot, found about this opportunity here at Hilton Waikoloa, and I've been here almost 9 years. So
wow.
That is amazing.
Have a lot of fun, yes.
And you're never going to leave.
No, I'm never going to leave.
That's nicer than Indiana.
Until they kick me out.
I remember riding the bus one morning, asking some guy to pinch me because I thought I was dreaming, and they just gave me a weird look. And they gave me a wide berth, though. They gave me a lot of space.
I'll pinch you, Will. I'll pinch you.
Right. There you go.
So, Leanne, the coolest place on the world. This property was built in 1988, 87?
88, yes. It took a little less than 2 years to build it, believe it or not.
Wow.
That was fast.
Yes, especially it was very fast.
When I read all the facts of how much tile was brought in,
yes,
and all the drywall and just the stone and the artwork itself.
Yes, from all over the world. Yeah, it's incredible.
It's some incredible speed.
When you live here for a while, you meet a lot of people that have been on island a long time, and someone always has a story that's been here for a while yes, I'm the one that screwed in the light bulbs of all the chandeliers, or yes, it was me that helped, you know, set up the artwork, or
wow,
I watched them drop the large vases down by helicopter in front of the palace tower. So everybody was
gently,
connected. Set them down gently.
Cannonballs.
Everybody's got a great story.
Timber.
We're really a big part of the community here. There's no doubt about it. We're the largest employer outside of the government, of course, but here on island, and so we try to give back to the community, too, because we do appreciate all the people that work here and all the resources we use.
Wow. Now, we're here in the part by the Lagoon Grill, down right near the Dolphin Quest.
Ooh.
And right by the lagoon itself, which is actually a bit of the fresh water that comes into the actual property, where you can actually snorkel and get scared out of my mind by a pufferfish.
They're not that scary.
You know, he's out there. He's still waiting for you, right?
Yeah, you're friendly. I'm going to go see him. He's just sitting.
I have him on payroll.
That's got to explain it. But well, that's probably why he's chasing me.
Exactly.
I probably owe him money. But the property is so expansive. You have a total of, 5 or 6 buildings here, different parts of the property. You've got the Lagoon Tower, you've got the lobby, the main entrance building, you've got the convention center part. I think that's part of the same building.
Yes, that's part of the main lobby section, then Palace Tower, then Ocean Tower.
And the Ocean Tower.
Correct.
The Ocean Tower is like
Tower.
3 Olympic rings.
Yes.
Not quite an Audi logo.
Yeah.
That's how we refer to it as, the sort of our Olympic ring building, you're right.
Well, yeah, and it's really pretty amazing. When I first came here, this is my third time here, to tell you how much I love this place and want to keep coming back and keep coming back and keep coming back. There's a tram that'll take you there. Of course,
yes,
you can walk it. There's many different paths to get there.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the little boats that service
the
area.
Mahogany canal boats, yes.
I mean, how cool is that? You log into paradise, log into, walk into.
Too much internet.
Float into
float
paradise.
Into, there you go.
In French, they call it déformation professionnelle, which is force of habit. Say the same thing every day over and over again. I'm kind of glad there's no other Freudian slips that made their way out into this particular program. But you take a boat from stop to stop, and it's like a sightseeing tour. Every time you just go to your room and come back, and you see the different parts of the property.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you walk around, and Linda sees every fish, knows their names. I can't get over that. But all the species of flowers that are here, the gardens are being tended the whole time.
Beautiful. And the birds.
The birds.
You have specific islands of birds, and you bring in the African
The African peacocks, yeah, the African crown cranes. Yeah, we've got the Chilean flamingos and the macaws. Yeah, it's really, we have our own wildlife department because we do have so many different types of birds and animals here. So.
And that was a neat part when we were actually taking a walk around the property was just that, that you do have this and maintain that for all the different kinds of wildlife. When you go by one of the boats, and these birds, they live on those little islands. One particular one called Thumper.
Thumper, yes. Yeah. He loves to chase the boats. Yes.
Oh, yeah, he has
got a lot of personality.
Right. And, of course, he had some of the,
a little
the parrots in the lobby. Which
yes, the parrots in the lobby. Butterscotch is the most personable one. Loves to chat and be petted.
I'm a fan of Marley and Ziggy.
Marley and Ziggy are fun, too. Yeah. And have your pictures taken with them.
And
yes.
Flame is the scarlet macaw. She's so pretty.
No, you
she
can't take her home.
I do.
We're fortunately not here long enough for me to teach the birds bad habits.
Right.
Where did you learn that?
Good idea.
But I do have to say something because we are sitting right outside the Lagoon Grill, and there is an amazing burger in there that I was able to have yesterday. It was the lobster burger.
Yes, the lobster burger. It's actually from Kona Lobster. There's a lobster farm down at the Natural Energy Lab, and that's where the lobster comes from for
Run
that burger.
Run by the solar panels, right?
Correct.
Right,
yes.
Down there.
Yes,
that's
down there
so
at the
neat.
Energy Lab. And yes, and in fact, if you're really wanting to celebrate, you can get two lobster burgers and a bottle of Dom Perignon.
Oh, my.
For not that expensive either. It was the best deal on the island,
yes,
I think.
Yes, $200.12.
And you get Dom Perignon and two lobster burgers. Amazing.
Try it.
They've got a super ahi burger and an excellent hamburger as well. So, got to try them all.
And that's just one restaurant that you have on the property. How
we
many?
We have nine.
Nine different restaurants.
Actually, in fact, we have 14 if you count all of our lounges and restaurants. So, everything from the Imari Japanese to KPC, which is the wonderful Hawaii regional cuisine, which with a spectacular view too. So a little of everything. Never have to leave.
Lounges. The one right near the lobby, the Mahalo Lounge.
Yeah, Malolo.
Malolo?
Malolo. Although Mahalo is thank you in Hawaiian, but Malolo.
Pinch. Wah, there you go.
Me and my pronunciation of Hawaiian.
That's all right.
That will be
you
the
can
story
call it
of
Mahalo.
The show. Do you remember that show?
It's Maloho?
Malolo. It's actually flying Malolo. Fish and named after the first cruise ship that came to the Hawaiian Islands.
So much to
Not
learn.
That, you mean that puffer fish can fly?
Oh, yes. only when you're around. Oh, he couldn't even say Kamehameha when we came the last time.
His fins
so.
Are just sitting there, and their fins are pointing at his eyes, pointing at me. I'm watching. Yeah.
Like, don't mess
friend.
With me.
you had a pool tables. There's a whole nightlife here well. And, and I know that there's sometimes different areas that you can go out to, and you have the luau.
Yes, we have the Legends of the Pacific Luau. So lots of great Hawaiian entertainment. Lots of local entertainers come in and take care of our guests.
Oh, yeah. Well, the luau was particularly fun. I mean, we were here 3 years ago. We saw the luau, and I still just can't get over it. And you can tell the performers love what they do.
Yeah.
You had the guy with he was from the islands of Samoa, twirling the fire sticks. I don't know, but I thought that was particularly
It's incredible.
Amazing. And he's better at it. I mean, a lot better at it. More confident and stuff. And made for a much better show.
He's a real
show.
Entertainer, that one. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
he was quite the entertainer. He's like, so picture, smile.
He was torturing Maurice there at the end of the show. So, yeah.
That's
our
right.
Mascot, Maurice,
they were trying to tug a war with him there.
And they dragged me up on stage.
Yes.
Oh, good.
He was up on stage dancing.
They had me do some sort of hip dance.
So you were the sacrifice?
I was not the sacrifice.
Oh,
all right. No sacrificing here. I know what they do with those volcanoes and sacrificing.
Yes, I am
not a virgin.
No, but that still was such an entertaining show. And it's funny. He's going through this thing, and he works, and he puts his heart into it, and then he stops. And everybody's looking at him, and he's puts his hand to his ear like, what? Is that like,
I want to hear Hanaho.
That was fantastic. And thank you so much for showing us around the tour. Is that available for people who want to see the property more?
Absolutely. They can just check in with one of our concierge or give our operators a call and have someone take them around to show them all the ins and outs of the Hilton Waikoloa.
That's great.
And this is definitely the place to go to if you're ever on the Big Island here. The Hilton Waikoloa is village is just fantastic. Go check us out at twc.ca, and we'll be right back with you. This is Travel World.
Across America via satellite.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening. Travel World Radio via satellite.
Today we acted like a five-year-old with our five-year-old. Boarded the Titanic and lived to tell about it.
Yes. Yay. Oh, yeah.
Rode five rides and had 100 laughs. What all will you do? The center of fun in the Smokies is a small town called Pigeon Forge, where families come together. Visit mypigeonforge.com to learn more.
Fly with Porter, and everything just seems closer. It starts with our city center airport, just a hop, skip, and jump away from downtown Toronto. Our Toronto City Airport is compact and modern, so there's no jostling as you breeze through check-in. And a comfortable chair is never far away. In fact, you could say the journey is close to perfect. Wherever you're going, just got closer.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Port Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
Back to sports probably means back to school or even back to pain. While school may not be an option, living with back pain is. Langley Chiropractic North and South realizes that you are in pain and that you want attention now. Call or walk in to either location when you experience any discomfort due to grinding it out on the practice field or simply performing everyday tasks that cause back pain. Visit Langley Chiropractic at either of their two Muncie locations, 2010 East 9th Street or 2991 North Oakwood.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Across America, via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
Welcome Welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite and around the world on the internet. I am Will and back. It's right here live on property at the beautiful Hilton Waikolo Village in paradise at the Big Island of Hawaii. I'm here with Nikki Hunter and with Linda.
Hello.
And we also have our friends from Neptune Charlie's Ocean Safaris with us still. I asked for the ladies to come back because that segment, I just can't get enough about what a fun time that was to be had.
We're not letting them go ever.
You know, when you take a trip to paradise, I mean, for me, I'm a creature of the water. Here at the Hilton Waikolo Village, of course, they have this beautiful water park and the water slides. And, of course, we know from one of the movies that I used to see a long time ago that Napoleon was going to conquer the world with his water slides. See if anybody remembers that movie. And I can certainly see how that was done. But the water and stuff was just incredible. The clear blue water, much the same as the water. See, what's that for a segue, huh? Much the same as the water off the coast of Kona that we went to with Neptune Charlie's. And we had also the deeper water, because I was taking a look at the film that we shot afterwards, which you can see on our site now that we have film clips and we got a little segments and photos from the whole bit. But there was a real deep blue at the bottom, but also we had the more shallow water. And when this is where we saw these dolphin pods swimming underneath us. I'm talking just like these ones over here. And so these ones over here are going, feed me, I'm hungry.
These ones over here are saying, put me back in my ocean.
There we go. So now, Nikki, you had a few more questions to ask them about the manta dive requirements.
I did. I wanted to know from Bren and Danny here, if from Neptune Charlie's Ocean Safaris, if there were any requirements for people who want to visit it, and they're like, well, what should I bring? Is it okay? Age limits, the equipment. When somebody comes on for the first time, like I did, what are the things that you recommend for them?
Are you talking about the manta?
Either one. Separate?
Well, for both of them, we do provide all the equipment involved. So all your snorkel gear for the manta. We have a dive light, a wetsuit. So all that's provided. There's always snacks and water on board. So all you have to really bring on our adventures are your towel and sunscreen.
Wow.
Okay.
So I can pack for that.
Yeah. Well, that was kind of nice.
You keep it simple.
Yeah, there you go.
It is kind of neat. The experience that I had when I actually drove up to it, because you get into the marina. Please pronounce for me, because this is now about the 15th time I threw up a name.
Oh, I love this word. Honokohau.
Honokohau.
I was
Honokohau.
Close the first time Honokohau. I tried. But it hurts my tongue when I try to say it.
I can't even do it. But you take the highway, you know, it's Highway 19. You take it south from Waikoloa. You pass the airport. And just, what, about 3 or 4 miles after that, you've got the Honokohau. Yes, I did.
Good job. Wow. Right. Awesome.
You hang a right, your first right, and then it's a left. But you get there. And what I didn't realize at the time is that the boat itself, right, when we arrived, was on the trailer. So they launched the boat when we got there in the morning, at least for the dolphin visit, which I thought was quite cool. And they were amazing about it. We put our gear on board. We wait by the side. There's a little deli restaurant next to it. I ended up buying myself one of these little Gilligan's hats, which...
Yeah. You look good in it, Willem.
Yeah.
You did.
That's very kind of
we
you.
We were kind of worried, though, when he put the hat on. Is this going to be one of those three-hour tours?
Between that and your umbrella hat, you were covered.
Oh, geez. The umbrella hat.
I have to mention it.
I should have worn my umbrella.
Oh, he wanted to wear it not today, and I'm like, no, I don't think so. No. He'd scare these dolphins.
Canadian flag. Yeah. But so that was that. And it was a great little experience. You slide off the back of the boat gently, and you get into the water. So right away, you're floating, and there are people around you, so you're perfectly safe. I was amazed. I didn't realize till after the fact just how close attention and care they take for their passengers on board this. And when we were out there, you look down and you can take a look at the different bits of wildlife, and then there was also the coral reef where we had lunch. It was such a relaxing experience. Now, can you walk me through the manta dive? Is it kind of the same thing and searchlight? Because, I mean, I'm a chicken, I admit it, you know, Mr. Pufferfish and all. But as far as that particular dive, and you say dive light and things, I'm thinking to myself, oh no, what am I after? And I've seen these manta rays. Now, Linda tells me that these things, they're plankton eaters, they won't harm you. But I've seen these big things with these huge maws, and I'm going to see one of these things coming at me like a 747. I'm probably going to sit there panicked. So tell me a little bit more about the experience in a way that, you know, it's going to Well, Neptune Charlie's trademark way of making me feel welcome and comfortable, because only Neptune Charlie can do this.
All right. Well, after the check-in process, it's about a 30-minute boat ride to the Manta site. So we time that with the sunset. Everyone gets some good sunset pictures. Aww, just really nice, so romantic, going out there. And as we're waiting for the sun to just fully set, it does have to be a little bit darker for this activity. We're going over a briefing about the manta rays, if anyone has any questions, if you need a little special attention, because no experience is actually necessary. So if you need some extra help or pointers, that's when the snorkel guides will go over that with you. So we'll change into our wetsuits. You'll get your dive light because the lights are what attracts the plankton. Mm-hmm. And the plankton is what the manta rays feed off of. So they'll come up right. I'm getting ahead of myself. So it's just a little bit of a swim to the manta site. And we use these huge swim rings that we've created, which are pool noodles mm-hmm. in the shape of a circle. Everyone holds on to those and lays flat on their belly and points the dive lights all together, which is attracting the plankton. Uh-huh. And the manta rays come right up to the swim ring, just within inches of you, and do these huge barrel rolls. And, I mean, I still scream on the adventure. You hear everyone through their snorkels.
I love it.
You know, it's funny. It's awesome.
A
it's
happy scream or a terrified scream?
Well, from you, Willem.
Yeah, well, that's it.
Well, so and these manta rays can get up to 16 feet in wingtip, from wingtip to wingtip, right? 20 feet.
Big Bertha?
And, you have a name for her.
Oh, all the manta rays are named.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
the
amazing.
Big Bertha is the biggest.
That's as scary as, you know, I saw an exterminator go to somebody's house one day, and then all you hear is, you know, a sound coming from the back of the refrigerator going, "Hello, Sam." You know, when you have names for all these, you know, for all these things, so do you actually know them each individually? I mean, for me,
they are black on the top and white bellies, and they have black patterns of spots on their bellies, so it's easy to identify them, and that's why they're given a name. So from birth, whoever discovers them actually gets to name them.
That's so cool. Mm-hmm. That's so cool. Really looking forward to being able to go out to the manta dive tonight. And if you guys want to join this on the dolphin dive or on the manta dive, NeptuneCharlies.com. It's the Ocean Safari group, and can't thank you enough for giving us the opportunity to experience this adventure for ourselves. And it's just a beautiful thing you do not want to miss. Of course, all the pictures and the blogging, you can see some excellent ones by Linda. Willem's got a few up.
I am going to say I'm keeping you. And when I say that, it's because I really, really liked you.
You can go check that out at twc.ca. And that's the Travel World Radio blogging and website.
A lot of fun there. So we have about a minute left. Can you give us a bit more information? Anything that you just want to get out there for everybody?
Do it.
Come on.
Go for it.
Just
come on.
Do
go
it.
For it.
It's always a special time of year right now because of the whales being here for 3 months out of the year. We're blessed to have the whales come down from Alaska, these great humpback whales. So hopefully you'll see whales on your trip tonight, too.
Ooh.
And the dolphins usually will escort you out there. You'll kind of see them on the way as well during your sunset tour. So it really is very special. We offer diving as well because sometimes families have a little of each, snorkelers as well as divers. So on the manta ray, we also take divers. They'll go down and you'll see them down at the bottom during your activity stay up on the top and the mantas go in between you. So
Thank you so much. It's really a lot of fun.
I'm excited and terrified all in the same breath, but I do know that we are in very good hands with the good folks at Neptune Charlie's Ocean Safaris. Thank you for joining us here on Travel World. In our last 20 seconds there, Nikki. What are your impressions of paradise?
Absolutely. You will be floored. You will be floored if you come here to Hawaii. The Big Island just has so much to offer, and it truly is an experience I will never, ever, ever forget. I think my Big Island virginity has definitely been taken. This is fantastic, and I want to come back.
And that's it for this particular edition of the Travel World Radio Show, Across America via Satellite. Happy traveling, everybody.
The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada, on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website at www.travelworldradio.com or call us at 514-861-3488.